The brain does not sit directly on the hard bone of your skull. If it did, its own weight would crush the delicate neurons at its base. Instead, it floats. It is entirely submerged in cerebrospinal fluid, a clear, water-based liquid that is constantly produced and recycled in the ventricles of the brain. This fluid bath provides neutral buoyancy, effectively reducing the net weight of the brain by 97%. It also acts as a hydraulic shock absorber. When you jump, run, or bump your head, the water-based fluid cushions the impact, preventing the brain tissue from slamming against the skull. When this water drops, the physical consequences are immediate. Have you ever wondered why a day without water gives you a pounding headache? The brain itself has no pain receptors. However, the protective membranes wrapping the brain, known as the meninges, are highly sensitive to pain. When you become dehydrated, your brain cells literally lose volume and shrink. As the brain subtly pulls away from the skull, it tugs mechanically on the pain-sensitive meninges. A dehydration headache is the physical sensation of your brain shrinking away from the walls of your head. Perhaps the most fascinating role of water in the brain occurs while you are asleep. Throughout the day, as your neurons fire, they produce metabolic waste, specifically toxic proteins like beta amyloid. For a long time, scientists did not know how the brain cleared this waste, since it lacks a traditional lymphatic drainage system. The answer is the glymphatic system. When you fall into deep sleep, the glial cells in your brain actually shrink, widening the spaces between your neurons by up to 60%. This opens the floodgates. Cerebrospinal fluid rushes through the brain tissue like a biological dishwasher, physically flushing the toxic waste out of the brain and into the bloodstream to be destroyed by the liver. If you go to sleep dehydrated, this vital brain wash cannot happen effectively, leaving you waking up feeling groggy and unrefreshed. While the brain and internal organs demand constant hydration to function, the skin, your body's largest organ, uses water as both a defensive shield and a localized air conditioning system. Healthy skin relies on water for its structural integrity, a concept known as skin turgor. When your skin cells and the underlying dermal layers are fully hydrated, they push outward, keeping the skin taut, elastic, and smooth. However, under the strict order of policies, if you are chronically dehydrated, the body ruthlessly pulls water away from the skin to supply the internal organs. The result is that the skin loses its elasticity, appearing dull, papery, and prone to premature wrinkling. Beyond appearance, water is crucial for survival through thermoregulation. Your internal body temperature must remain strictly around 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit. If you generate too much heat, your brain triggers the eccrine glands in your skin to release water onto the surface. Sweating itself does not cool you down. Rather, it is the evaporation of that water into the air that pulls the heat away from your blood. Hydration is also the unsung hero of your digestive tract. From the moment food enters your mouth to the moment it leaves your body, it is riding a continuous river.